This podcast features adults using adult language. You have been warned.
12 versus reflex.
Yes.
No. 13 versus reflex. No. 10 versus reflex. Oh, last one I hit. 19 plus 8 versus reflex.
All right, you blow her the F up.
That did not go well, guys. We need I need help.
I don't know if that be afraid of implanting.
Here, I wonder if an action point
you're
is not.
Minions. You're the best.
Yeah,
on the plus side, that was the one who did shoot you.
Yeah, I'm an action point.
All right.
And
try it again.
Do it again.
Second verse, same as the first.
All right.
Let's see if we can't do that again.
You want to put it here?
I want to get four
or
again.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll start with this guy then.
Motherfucker. Yes, that's a hit. 14 plus 8.
Yeah.
17 plus 8.
Nice.
8 plus 8.
16.
Okay.
It was worth it. I think it was worth it.
Yeah,
that was
dwarven dark magic.
Dwarven bodies fly everywhere. One of them gets blown off the balcony and explodes.
In midair, it's a little. Alright, what's
Benwin.
It?
Benwin.
Yes, I'm going to do a crushing surge on the guy that's got me here.
Yeah.
You get a plus 2 to this, right?
You do.
So 6 plus 9, so 15, 17 versus AC.
Miss.
God dang it. What is with me?
You do have a move action. You can try to use it to break its hold on.
I'm going to.
All right.
So what do I do with this?
It is an athletics check versus its fortitude defense.
So
17.
That is a miss.
Can't you also do, I guess your acrobatics probably isn't. Isn't it strength that you can break it?
You can also do acrobatics.
Do I not add my strength to it?
No, it's just an athletics check.
Okay.
Your athletics check should already have its strength bonus added to it.
It does.
All right. Zin.
It's armor.
Omen.
Hey.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. Bad guys. Let's see. What's his face? Takes 5 damage. Still.
He can't pinch me again because he's already pinched.
You're invincible.
Did you do the lightning damage to all these things?
He falls into the wall and takes 5d10.
He is going to...
wall damage.
What's he going to do?
He's screwed. He can't do anything.
Surrender. That's what he does.
He will shift to here.
Oh, he can shift too.
And thrust madly at Aelophel.
Oof.
22 versus AC.
Actually my AC is 22, so that...
Yeah.
Okay.
Just...
Do you have any poison resistance I need to know about?
Yes, I have resist poison 5, my amulet of health.
You ignore the poison.
Ah!
And you take 7 damage. And he punches it and he gives it a twist.
He loses it. I've got a new one.
He's like, that didn't have any effect at all. All right, his buddies.
Is this where the damage comes in for them?
In Elvish, I tell him that his beard is short and scraggly.
he's scandalized.
We're gonna look at him.
He is. He's horrified.
But he says, "I will break you."
Okay. That remains to be seen. So they took their damage.
He backs over toward the teleportation circle.
In a moment. So those pincer guys are swinging away?
He is...
same team.
Let's see.
Oh. So they're done? Okay.
So they don't do anything? Okay, who's up next? So they turn and run away? Awesome.
They come up and one of them will just try to grab you. Nope. The other one will smash you over the head.
Ooh.
That one looks like a pretty good...
Wait, something happens whenever anybody who's not my... thing of guy tries to both of them then
tries to log on
but I forget what it is.
Probably some stuff.
Yeah, some stuff happens.
It's not the thing of guy.
Well, historically, it's on your oath, right?
Yeah, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm confusing it with a different. Oh yeah, sorry. That's the old bond of retribution that I don't have.
Yeah, I know. I'm confused.
Does a 21 hit your AC?
It does not.
Ha ha!
Near miss.
Jerk.
But don't they take damage on their start of their turn?
We did that already.
They did it.
Does that mean that they take 5 fire and 5 lightning?
No. It's 5 fire and lightning, which means that they have to have resistance to both to negate.
That's kind of awesome.
Yeah.
You have one guy grabbing you. He just bashes you overhead with his mallet. It's a plus two because he's grabbing you.
Yeah.
That will be 23.
That just hits.
All right. That's all because it was grabbing you. You take 12 points of damage. Yes.
I may have to top you off here.
The other one just smashes you over the head and succeeds admirably.
I might
25.
Need that now.
He does 14 points of damage.
But on each of those, on each
14?
Of those hits, you're...
Oh God! I totally forgot. Yeah. I have the repulsion leather armor.
Oh, indeed.
Whenever an enemy moves into an adjacent square, you can push that enemy as an immediate reaction. I totally forgot to activate that. I would have pushed those guys away. Son of a.
Next time.
Still got it. Is that an encounter?
Yeah, but it lasts until the end of the encounter. So however long is this initiative
so you're,
goes
you're,
on.
You keep backing yourself up.
Right.
This guy goes here, pulls the sword out.
I keep boosting it up.
Wait, the doors are thrown open.
When I get six, I add six, or it's a shield.
Hey, guys, there's stuff going on.
Hello.
There's more bad guys.
They're on the other side of the door, looking very frustrated.
Just keeps confusing me.
Those little hammers are cool.
All right, and they come bursting out.
Do these guys look like minions to us?
These two guys are minions. The guys with the mallets are not.
Jim's in trouble.
Yeah, yeah.
Quick, do that wall of light trick.
I'm sorry, which are minions?
These two are not.
Okay, everyone else is.
Yeah. Let's see, he moved, he minored, he gets another move. No, actually, he had to use a double move to get there. All right.
Yeah, I need to take
they the are chance. Done. And we come back to Aura Omen.
And I am.
Man,
that's a lot of bad guys.
That's not good.
So next time you're going to do an attack and then run here into the room, right?
That's my plan. I don't know what else I can do. I guess run through and shut the door.
Yeah, no, you can attack, run back in, and close the door.
That might be the door to nail.
This is the door to nail. But he's got the nail over here.
Oh, never mind.
Yeah, is it a teleporting nail?
There's a lot of
face.
No, you give me the. I remember you handed me the.
Oh
nail.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. When we were walking around,
I was like, "Hey,
I was all, dude, you want
where's that nail got, at?"
And oh, it's right here.
Yeah,
here
I was
you
like,
go.
Thanks for the nail, man.
Yeah, I'm glad I could help you out.
Yeah, I got that. Yeah.
Hey, well, remember when I was all, "Hey, when we go upstairs,
yeah,
you might want to use this
lance of fate.
I'll need it.
Yeah,
you know what's going on, right?
It's in my pocket.
I don't hit.
No, sad.
Yeah, it is sad.
Would you like to move or do anything? Stay where you are. It'll fell.
I think the ranged guys are done. Here, over here.
All right.
Shift.
You see.
Shift here.
In. Okay.
I have a question. Yeah. I know we're in the heat of combat and everything, but is it possible for me to get any kind of feeling off of this thing on the ground?
If you have arcana around it, you can attempt an arcana check.
That's a standard action.
Is a standard action?
Is that a standard?
No, I'll give it to you as a minor.
Okay.
If all you're doing is identifying what
I just
it
want
is.
To identify what it is, and then I'll go back to my attacking. nine
that
plus nine.
That's totally jacked.
That's 9 plus 12.
Okay.
That is what the hell's that? Thank you.
You are pretty damn certain it's a teleportation circle.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's probably attuned to another room.
Hey, now, AFL, you were right here, right?
I was here.
But this seems like a great opportunity for you to kick out another.
Come here, overwhelming strike, and pull him.
Well, sure, sure. But overwhelming strike just pulls him into your square, right?
Yeah.
I mean, he needs to, basically, the more time he spends right by his dudes, the better, right? Because of the sparking wounds?
That's only one.
No, they stay on them at the end of his turn.
Oh, I see.
They take the damage.
He can just move around all he wants.
Yeah, and then
yeah, I'm okay with that. That's an interesting...
So each enemy adjacent to it is going to take damage.
Okay.
So yep. If he moves away from them, do I understand that right? If he moves away from them, they don't take damage. But if I can keep him next to
if
them,
it's at the end of his turn. That's true.
Yeah. Okay. But he's just going to keep trying to get to this circle. So I think you have the right idea to go right here and then just try to pull him away. Right.
Yeah. That was my.
I love it. Overwhelm him with your strike.
Yeah, so I was there, and I'm going to try to do that. Okay. That's my plan. Okay.
And he's hurt. I mean.
He's kind of
like have
close.
Something that hurts him even more.
Yeah.
Than
an overwhelming strike, like if you have something that really, really delivers the hits.
That's just going to do radiant, which doesn't really matter.
Sathir says, what is it with you and these ember shards anyway?
Oh, he's thinking this in my head?
Yeah, he's asking you in your head.
Oh, I just, you know what? I do one of those montage memory flash stuff, and I just give him the whole, like, that Karate Kid, You're the Best Around song. That's the montage I give him.
You're the best.
Right?
No, that was Karate Kid.
When I was a kid, the ambushards came and stole my mind. My dad stopped drinking and my mom became a whore and we lost all our money. Now I'm running with these guys, okay, that's not so bad. But I hate them anyway. Get out of my fucking head. You're the best.
Okay, so
do you have any red or black cards that can screw this guy?
Wait, if I really want to mess with him, I should what?
Let Varkas go.
Varkas go. Who is Varkas? Who is Varkas? I'm being pinched.
It's the prisoner.
Okay.
The crazy dude. Yeah, I don't know about that. Is he?
Like, help us! Help us get through this, and we will.
Tom, you can read a lockpick.
Yeah. Anything black, red,
well, so
big dice associated.
I'm thinking here. I've got the Temple of Light. It's a daily, and it's double weapon damage plus four, and it's radiant damage. Mm-hmm. We like try to save it for undead, but you know,
I have lots of radiant at wills.
We want to stop this guy from getting away, and I hit with that. He's hurt real bad, right?
He's bloodied. Yeah.
Yeah.
And since he was bloodied, I've hit him for 15-ish, yeah, or something like that.
So what does the Temple of Light do?
It creates a burst 2 that does radiant damage, and the zone stays with it, and whenever I hit a creature that's within that zone, the attack does an extra 1d6.
Whoa, but it sticks with him?
Yeah, wherever he goes until the end of the encounter.
Okay. Hit him with that, because right now, this is good. These are good times.
Unless he moves... If he hops on, well, you know what? I'm going to follow him wherever he goes. So if he goes on there, I'm coming down here too. So, all right. So then I'm going to really, you really think I should use a daily now?
This might be like, what time is it?
This is it.
Okay, so Temple of Light then. So this is Wisdom versus Wisdom versus AC. Okay, on him.
Oh,
try another roll on the table.
21, 22. 3, 24?
What defense?
24 versus AC.
Hit.
Well, all right then.
No, roll the dice.
Okay, so this is going to be 2 weapon. So this is 2d8 plus, hold on, 3... Wow, 4. Yeah, that's awesome.
Horrible.
4 plus 4 plus 2 more. 6.
No.
4 plus 4 plus 2 more is 10.
Sorry, I was adding it all up in one thing.
Is,
yeah,
is,
right. So whatever
orange.
It is. It's what he said.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And so now there's a burst 2 a radiant around him.
All right.
And whenever I hit anything within that burst 2, it takes an additional 1d6, and that includes him.
Sweet. That's nice.
Okay, so that's
you're a cool guy.
That's that. Should I action point right now and hit him again?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so I'm gonna action point.
Now yank him back if you
and
want.
And this will be the overwhelming strike.
Overwhelming.
Yeah.
18.
Nice.
Let me just see if I can roll a 20.
Yep. No.
So that's a hit, and that'll be.
Oh, yes. So you're earning.
12. No, sorry, yeah. D8 plus 5 is 13, mm-hmm, plus 4, 17.
That's good.
And then I...
Yank him back.
Shift and push.
And I move here.
Damn you!
Or if he's there and I'm here... No, he's going to move into the square that I was at, so I'm going to go ahead and move back diagonally that way. Just keep him...
Yeah, another strong hit.
Okay. Well done. How is
I'm
he
doing the best that I can, playing, guys?
Turns to the construct and says, "Get over here! Crush him! Flatten him into pulp!
Pulp! Pow!
But
pulp.
It is actually Jim Dark Magic's turn.
Jim Dark Magic to the rescue!
Jim's
hands erupt
evil
in magical fires.
They all sort of go.
And a close blast 5 erupts from him.
Do you want to move up and get them all?
Nope.
Okay.
Because I'm going to run away as soon as it's done.
You'll get up to him.
Yep, I know.
All right, let's start with mallet hit number 1.
Okay. 14 versus reflex.
Miss.
Is this plus 8? No.
Don't. Mallet hit 2? Okay.
No. Yes.
That's a hit.
Good.
Oh, shim.
All right.
That was an encounter. Wait, no. I want to run the runs away. I run through the door and slam it behind me.
Slam.
Is there any kind of lock there or anything?
Are we on time?
There is a lock.
Is that another minor action to slam in?
No, I meant for tape.
It's a minor action to close and lock the door.
I close and lock the door.
All right, click.
Now, Benwin,
there must be something weird in this place.
Guys, I'm gonna do something here. I'm down to 16 hit points.
Yeah.
I'm gonna use my second wind
as a minor.
Okay, as a minor.
Mm-hmm.
And I get to take 2 second winds because of my cloak of the walking wounded.
So that's a great cloak.
And 28 to this, so that's 14, 2, 3, 4, so I'm back to 44 hit points, a more respectable amount of hit points.
Yes.
I'm also going to spend... No, I'm not going to spend that yet, because I'm doing okay. All right.
We need to break through these robots.
I know. I just don't want to use my last daily.
Oh, no, don't use your daily on there.
I'm just going to use a... It'll do a lot of damage.
Brash trick?
I'm going to do a brash. I'm going to swing at him brashly.
Got it.
Oh, son of a
bitch. That's not super brash.
Well, it's plus... Hold on now. It's plus 11 to attack.
15?
Mm.
So it's a 15.
That is deflected off of his metallic hide.
But it was still 15.
Yes.
Like, you can't really...
We'll always have
can't
that.
Take that away.
Son of a bitch. With a plus 11, I miss.
Yeah. I saw it happen.
The villain, Lear, withdraws from Aelfel. Feeling somewhat pwned at this point.
He's pwned coursing over to the circle. Him.
He speaks a command word and disappears.
Don't you get an opportunity to
attack? Did I hear the command word?
You sure did.
And I get an attack of opportunity as he runs away, right?
Do you?
Yeah, he was
scared. If all he does is...
He shifted out and ran.
He double moved.
So, yes. So, he lands his movement.
Yeah.
All right. And now he will spend his action point. You don't actually know where he is at the moment.
Oh, that's unpleasant.
Okay.
His buddies. His mind.
They just leave, right? Yeah. Because he's not there anymore?
They're following.
They're like, see you later!
You're there. First one smashes you over the head, misses. Second one smashes you over the head, 22.
22 will hit.
For 11.
Yeah, where are you at? Where are you at, hit point wise?
His body over here, as you grabbed.
Yeah. Oh, good.
31.
He misses with the mallet. His other friend.
Oh, yeah! Oh,
okay. I'm bloodied at 26.
He blows.
He blows up. No! Jim?
They throw themselves bodily against the door and try to break it down.
Mm.
Nope.
Wow.
The minions are charging down the hallway, and the minions have all sort of funneled around toward that middle room I described earlier.
Is that last one?
And,
yeah.
And the guys who are not minions have gone towards and are bashing themselves against the door that Jim Dark Magic closed and locked. Aofel is pinned against the wall by two of these big, scary construct things. Lear stepped onto the circle of vanishing and vanished away. And
you're so nice to our listeners.
And, well, yeah. Because I remember being a listener the first time around, and I really wanted to hear as much as I could.
Yeah.
And Binwin has two of the
fighting the same two constructs
pushed up against the curtain there, and Omen is back just behind Jim, ready to do his magic.
Right.
All right, Omen.
Same walk.
You're in trouble.
Yes. Yes, I would say that is true. Excuse me, I want to save my big attacks for dudes.
Like, these are dudes.
Important for important guys. But he ran away. Like, I wonder if we don't just need to start working.
Yeah, I've been working. I turned over 2 red cards already.
Okay. I'm going to nail this robot with a cascade of light.
All right.
I can't believe we've been having such a hard time with these robots. They should be dead by now. We took out the guy on the boar quicker.
25.
Hit.
Against Will. He now takes...
Did you really just roll 2 ones?
8, 9. It's amazing. Absolutely amazing.
13 points.
Okay.
I wish I could say I was shocked.
Yeah. And he gains vulnerability 5 to all my attacks.
Got it.
Yep.
All right.
Oh, hold on. Do you need a healing word?
I'm good. I'm at 44.
Okay.
It'll fall.
I will phase step here.
Yeah.
speak the command word.
You appear in the comparable square on the level below.
And you see...
And what do I see?
He is here.
If I only had something... Okay, so... I do not have a single, like, good melee...
Arranged, I guess?
I mean, yeah, I don't know, that's what I meant. I do not have a good ranged...
You need to have Balin jump over and...
Oh, I forgot to repulsion armor those guys again. Fuck.
That's right.
Listen, kids, when you start playing with... When you buy new armor, when you level up, put it on a huge sticky note right in front of you so you don't forget. Because it's awesome, and then you don't get to use it.
Right.
Okay, I am... Hold on, let me turn this over. Well, you know, it's lame, but it's kind of all I can do. I'm going to throw a dagger at him. Because okay. I've got, that's what I've got for range. So this is, this is 5 versus AC. I think that 11's probably not going to work. But where does that dagger go?
When you hurl the dagger, it goes about 10 feet. And then stops in midair.
Oh! It just completely stops and doesn't move.
That's correct.
It's
suspended in midair.
It's suspended here. In midair. No, it's 1 square foot.
Here.
Like time itself has just stopped and captured the blade in that moment.
Well, that's weird.
Yes, I'm going to agree with you there. So your turn is... That's all your...
Make a perception check.
Yeah, maybe I'm going to make a check here and see... 28.
Wow, that's very perceptive.
I'm a perceptive guy.
It's not so much that it was stopped by nothing. It seemed to have passed through some sort of shimmering, faintly shimmering, undulating curtain that seems to have the rough proportions of a cube.
Oh, fuck.
Is this an actual mini?
That's a gelatinous cube. I've seen them before.
Yeah.
It is. It's a gelatinous cube.
Look, and the bottom comes off?
Yes, it does.
So you can put somebody inside the gelatinous cube.
Your dagger
because
is suspended.
They grab shit. I am so glad I decided to throw my dagger. Boy, am I glad I decided to throw my dagger. Because guess where I'm not going to go, guys?
That's fucked up.
Oh, my God.
And Lear turns back and he goes, damn it!
Yeah, nice call
okay.
on the dagger.
And I'm just going to call out to him. We can talk about this. You don't... It doesn't have to go down this way.
I've got nothing to say to you.
Alright.
You're going dune. You're going dune.
Are we going dune?
What do you got turn wise?
Alright. That was Ilfell's turn. It is now Jim Dark Magic's turn.
Okay.
While the gelatinous cube sucks.
How do we feel about this door hole?
Is that an official
God,
mini?
Gelatinous cube.
What's that?
Is that an official mini?
It sure is. I guess if we want to hurt these guys.
That's awesome.
Yeah. We have to
really?
Open it.
I mean, it's awesome if you're the DM.
Yeah, I guess. I mean...
Oh, no.
Dude, that's seriously not, bad news.
That's
I'm
not
so
great.
Glad that
all right.
I threw the dagger.
So, I mean, do you want to pull
I'm
back?
Thinking. I mean, I can do a... What if I... Hear me out here. On my side of the... What are these doors like?
This is a stone door.
It's a stone door.
Yeah.
So I have a thunder wave that pushes things 1 square.
Mm-hmm.
Like if I explode a shockwave of thunder on my side after unlocking the doors.
Yes.
Would those stone doors be blown back into these guys and maybe hurt them even more?
The door probably wouldn't hurt them, but the thunder wave would.
Would I be rolling a check against them or the door?
You technically be doing both. I'm not going to make you attack the door. You just blow the door open and damage it probably. But you do get to hit them.
But I'm still rolling.
You're making an attack
fort?
Roll against their fort, yeah.
Okay. Well, does it matter if I lock or unlock the door? I mean,
no, probably not.
Probably not. I'm blowing through it.
Yeah.
You probably want to unlock it just so the door doesn't stay shut. And
you want
the door to open. So
you're worried about the held actions.
About the what?
You're worried about actions.
No, I'm not worried about. What I was going to do is use my Wizard's Fury so I could cast Magic Missile as a minor.
Oh, cool.
So I could blow the doors open, hopefully hit them, and then blast them with a magic missile
Do
and
it.
Get the shit out of Dodge.
Yeah. I like it. Nothing and then just keep dispensing those round after round.
So, Wizard's Fury.
Okay.
I can use magic missile once per turn as a minor action. And Thunder Wave on the first guy over there.
All right.
God, come on, big fucking rolls. Yes. 16. 16 plus 8 on the first guy. Yep. And no.
You want to?
No, it's not worth it. So 16 plus 8 on the first guy and 12 on the other guy.
That misses. Oh, that'll be important later. So, damage?
Damage is 11.
Okay, and now the important question, you push him back how many?
One square.
One square?
Yeah.
Really? That seems weak for a Thunderwave.
It's my wisdom modifier. Your
wisdom's
one
plus one? Okay. This guy was the guy you hit. He is pushed back one.
And those doors are off now, right?
Yes.
Okay. Isn't he a dwarf?
Oh, he's a dwarf.
Same team.
But stone doors just blew open. Incredible power.
Sadly, he laughs in the face of your Thunderwave.
Well, then, as a minor action, I'm going to magic missile, Jim's magic missile, the guy in front of me.
I deride your Thunderwaving ability.
No, my magic missile ability. They're not that big a deal. Let's see what you got.
See, that's reflex.
15 versus reflex.
Hit.
Okay.
I deride your...
12 damage.
Okay, well...
That's a serious magic missile. Jeez.
That is a serious magic missile.
And now back me the fuck up.
How many?
As far as I can go.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Are we... Is that the thing's
can
tender?
Can I...
All right.
Can I do my movement move first to try to break free of this guy's grip?
Yes.
And I still get to attack after that?
You do.
All right.
Well, that's very strong.
Athletics check.
17 plus 4.
21, you say?
Yeah.
That breaks his hold on you.
Okay, good.
Way to go, Ben.
I'm going to... This one's hit the most?
Yes.
I'm going to strike him brashly.
I like it.
Plus 9.
Hit.
Yes. Awesome. 19 points of damage. Sweet. Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's a 1.
It's a 1, yeah.
So 10 points of damage.
It's
very different.
Yeah. It is bloodied. It begins to sort of shamble and lurch about, and this black substance begins to pour from various orifices.
Did you call it ichor?
What's that?
Is it ichor?
Ichor.
I'm sorry. Anyway, what's going on next? We call it ichor. I don't know.
Ichor. Next is, if Goodwin is in fact done,
yeah.
It is the bad guy's turn. Lear goes over to the doors, thrusts them open as his minor, and uses another move action to continue to move 5 through.
Does he just go straight?
You got it. Perfect. And up above, these two will... One of them will attempt to grab Binwin.
It does.
I just broke free.
Remember when we fought the chopper?
They're grabbed. He bashes you over the head.
Oh,
wham!
God. Man.
For 9. The other one, likewise, tries to bash you and misses.
Oh, shit balls.
At least they don't have reach.
The dwarves. He'll provoke from you, Omen.
No.
Dude, what's going on?
Ah,
20 versus AC.
No.
Against who, me?
Yes.
Stop it.
Okay. And Omen, against you.
Get bent.
19 versus AC.
Yeah, that just hits.
Yes, it does.
God damn it. Jerks.
I wonder if we released that 8 prisoner up there,
damage.
If he would help us fight these guys.
So this guy
get up.
Right here?
8 points of damage.
1, 2, 3, 4, guys.
No, if Aelithel comes back, if Aelithel comes back, he can run right up those stairs.
Yeah.
You know the way to get me to do stuff, just call him by my right name.
I wouldn't face that cube by yourself.
Yeah,
oh,
say,
no.
Listen, we want to get you out of here, but you got to help us get you out.
Since Omen?
Omen.
Help us help you.
Shift. And I lay down consecrated ground.
Hello.
It creates a burst of sanctified ground that lasts until the end of my next turn. I can move the origin square of the zone 3 squares as a move action. Enemies that start their turns within the zone take 1d6 plus charisma modifier radiant damage. Me and any allies who are bloodied and start their turns in the zone regain hit points equal to 1 plus charisma.
Which would be how much?
3.
Okay. Where would you like to place the zone?
It's burst. Oh, I actually get to...
We'll use this to mark the origin square.
Yeah.
Does it have to be within a certain number of squares of you?
Yeah, it does. It's a close burst one, so... So it's just right around me.
Oh, it's around you.
Yeah, and then I can move it around if I want.
Okay, got it.
Okay, so I have kicked that out. Very savory.
And now what does this do?
It's just an area of damage around me and an area of healing for our allies. So, do you need a bump?
I'm at 41 of 57 hit points.
So,
good.
Yeah, you're fine for now. Okay. God, you just can't kill these dudes, huh?
We're having a hard time.
ALFL.
Come back!
He's twittering between bands.
John Rogers says hello to everybody.
Oh, well, hello, John Rogers.
Okay, right. So...
Huh?
He's not a tween.
You speak the command orders.
Yeah, but I can't do that.
Why not?
Why?
Because I'm going after him.
Through the gelatinous cube?
Well, no, they don't move that fast, and I can double move around it.
Oh, I see. This is an oath thing, isn't it?
I swore an oath to destroy him, and I would love to come up and do that, but I don't know how it's possible that I would entirely on my own down here think, I got a command word back up there and go release the guy out of the tower.
Get this.
It would be bad RP.
Get this guy.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe the DM will give me a free triple move because I'm, so committed to my guy. Okay, so I'm going to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay.
So I hop over the table there.
All right.
Okay. And I double move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Excellent.
Here. And since it worked so well for me last time, I'm going to go ahead and... Oh, no, I can't attack right because I double moved.
Right.
All right.
So I can't throw anything at him.
Right.
All right. That's all I do.
Okay. Jim.
Sorry, it's the oath.
No. I feel it. He's almost done.
Can I see this square from where I am?
Good question. I call it
yes. Thing. You're fine.
I
want to drop a scorching burst right there.
Got it. You'll get five guys. Let's start with the four pounders.
Okay.
Hit hard, man. Hit hard.
I'm trying.
Not... Hard, Jim. Hit Jim.
Jim. Reflex, right?
Jim.
That's a miss. Next guy.
Jim.
18 versus reflex.
Hit.
Yay.
Next guy. 15 versus reflex.
Miss.
No.
17 versus reflex.
Try it.
17 versus reflex.
Success.
Yay.
Next guy. 16 versus reflex.
Miss.
How can that be a miss? Oh, 17 hits.
Yeah, 17 is the magic number.
All right.
And the dwarf.
Last guy.
Minion.
16 again.
He's
dead.
He's the minion.
All right.
So kick some damage out.
I hit 2, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
16 damage.
Ooh. Oh. They are both on the ropes.
Good.
And then the guy that is next to... Oh, no, I can't do that right.
You're out of. You have your minor, don't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, sorry. Yeah, this guy and this guy.
I fucked up.
Good.
You know what's going on? Jim feels like he's let his fans down because he didn't do the show.
He didn't do the shows. His mind is elsewhere.
And he's distracted. Jim. It's okay.
Oh, shit. That's not okay.
Takes a double move.
And moistens you.
Wait! No, he doesn't!
You repulse him!
Leather armor, I push him back one!
Wow.
Whenever an enemy moves into an adjacent square, you
it
can
has
push
to suck
that
my dick.
One square as an immediate action.
That's misogynistic.
This power lasts until the end of the encounter. Fuck you, gelatinous cube!
What's misogynistic?
I repulse you!
Alright, it ripples as it gets from you.
That's it, Will. Yes!
Undulates.
And you eat those. All right, now. Where are we going now?
All right, now we're back at the top of Binion Bronzewater.
Now, is this guy a minion or no?
He is not.
So he's... All right, I'm using my daily on this.
The guys in front of you are brutalized.
You cut somebody down?
Yeah, but I want to nail him down. Okay. I could probably take him down in one if I hit with this, because look what it is.
Yeah, it's big. Try to do it.
Oh, God. Oh, son of a bitch.
You're all in.
Man.
Right, give it a roll.
When Scott stands up to roll, big, important shit's going down.
Yeah. This is +9, so keep that in mind.
18! Oh, 27. That's a big hit.
Yep.
All right.
So get your D10 and let's start rolling it.
This is 3D10, my friends. Yes! Oh, shit! That's a 27 plus... Wait, hold on a second.
Plus 4?
Plus 4, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31 points of damage. Oh no, 3d10 plus 7, look.
Yeah, it's very tender.
So hold on. What was this again? 19. 27 plus
7, 34
points
yep.
of damage.
It's a huge
hit. 34 points of damage. He is marked until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
He can only attack me.
Great. He is seriously bloodied.
Nice. One hit. See? Nice turn.
See?
Nicely done.
All right, now.
All right, now.
Their turn? Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right, now anybody who starts in my area takes... takes 4 points.
So he takes 4 points.
He takes four. He takes four.
And the minion takes four.
Dead.
Yeah. Now I'll be able to scoot this thing over to
sweet.
Encapsulate okay. those guys.
The bad guy.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay. Never touch me again.
Moves 5 squares to... Actually, that's 1, 2, 3, 4. The minor actions opens the door. Standard action. He will draw a dagger.
Come back and fight, coward.
And he hurls it. And hits the gong.
Oh, no!
No! No! Yeah, he hit the gong!
There's no way that can
There's
be good.
There's no way
that can be good. King Way in hell.
There's no way that hitting the gong is good. You'll notice that he opened the doors to get out before he hit the gong.
He says, "That's right!
Gong, motherfucker."
He's been gonged.
Oh, shit, boss.
And then a giant shepherd's crook comes out and just goes, doo 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 doo.
That's in front of him. His pulverizers, two of them.
I look at him and I say, "Your death will not be painless."
Ask your ghost friend if he knows what the goddamn gong is.
I say, "What's that gong?"
It activates all the traps.
Oh, there weren't traps before, yeah.
I was wondering why it was so easy. Just
oh, we're doing NPR.
So,
this was so easy.
And the traps weren't actually.
But now they're traps. Before. That's interesting. I like traps.
Now the traps are.
Traps are very great. What was that? You falling asleep in NPR?
We have a trap challenge. Yeah. We need to spring 5 more traps for a matching trap grant.
You're listening to All Traps Considered. All right.
7 points of damage as you are smashed over the head by an automaton.
His so 1 point of damage because
he smashes you for another 8.
Meh. Where?
Meh. Now?
I'm not bloodied yet.
Bowman, this guy will pound on you. Ow.
He can't. I have an unpounding aura.
Plus 6 to my next...
11 points of damage.
Unpounding aura.
And Binwin, the one who's flanking you.
Awesome.
Oh, look at that.
Thank God the last guy hit me and gave
12
me...
points of damage.
So minus 6. So I'm at 30. I'm still not quite bloody.
Really? All
right.
Well, because every time I get hit, I get 6 more temporary hit points.
Sure.
So that set me up for the next guy to hit me.
All right. Yeah, please enter my aura.
Now, these two are going to stay over here, and we're going to hurl throwing hammers down at Aelfel.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, man. I don't even care about you guys! My quarrel's not with you!
Their hammer's with
your
25
and 24.
That'll be
2 hits. Alright, that's 5 and 5 is 10 points of damage.
Ouch! Aofel is bloodied!
Good thing you're close.
Ow! And yeah, that's Omen's
turn. I hope the tapestries are very durable.
So as my miner, I move my zone.
Alright.
Over here.
Alright.
So that'll include all those guys.
Wow.
Let's see. So, all my abilities that were so tender.
Uh-huh.
So all these ranged abilities, I have the same problem that a wizard does. If I try to use them up close,
you get smashed on.
I have troubles.
Opportunity attacks galore.
What's that?
Opportunity attacks.
Yeah, galore. Exactly.
That's why you need shimmering cloth armor.
Yeah. But do you have a stake in the company or?
Well, I'm just saying that I can do ranged attacks in melee range.
That's my turn.
Because of my shimmering cloth armor.
Aelfel.
Please. Please kill him.
Got that. Stop. Fucker.
Stop where?
The traps. Oh.
Excuse me.
Son of the...
Are you really going to be this,
no, you
dude?
Didn't. Fucking acid pit.
Here you go.
He told really? Us about the acid pit.
Is there anything that I can do to try to not go in there?
Reflex.
It has to make an attack against your reflex.
Yeah, oh, no, my reflex is 17.
26.
Yeah, that's
it's been fun.
All right, Aelfel.
Oh, good game, Aelfel. Good game.
Guys, I tried so hard. I tried so hard to stop him.
No.
I got nothing. I have nothing else that
he
I can do.
He was a good guy. I liked him, that Aelfel. How many pins did you have when you fell into that?
But the scary thing is that he actually had the trap built into the map, and he actually
so
took
awesome.
The tile out and flipped it over.
Yeah.
Like, that's a jerk.
Is all this just down with scotch tape?
Yeah.
So it'll come off again?
Yes.
That's awesome.
You know, it doesn't leave anything on the tiles themselves.
But what am I going
to
do, though? Like,
it's
take
our job is to kill
the scotch tape.
We need to get you an arranged at-will, though.
You take 17
I'm
points
doing
of acid
that.
Damage.
How much?
You can get it in an art store.
Oh, you can get it at Fred Meyer. It's like a...
Walmart.
Ow.
To which Lear chortles with joy and claps. The pit is 10 feet down, and that is only one move action for you.
Yeah, so guess what I'm going to do? Move out of the fucking acid.
Okay.
What do I need to do to do that?
Basically, you have to make a climb check to climb out of the pit.
Okay.
Or a climb check.
Move this way first.
Yeah, you can technically keep moving through the acid if you want.
I'm going to try to climb up to here.
Yeah, you need to make an athletics check to scale the walls of the pit.
The slime and acid strewn.
Smooth.
No.
16?
No.
Not sufficient.
Really? Are you sure? Would you check again?
How about I be loud?
Turns out that 16 works, right?
No.
Oh, brass.
There's nothing I can do to get out.
Let's see.
You could dissolve, and then maybe a swift gust of wind will blow your ash. Is that the bubbling acid pit?
Yep.
It's that bad.
Listeners at home, the scary thing is he's not making those with his mouth.
So do you have a healing potion?
I have a healing potion. I also have a second wind.
Yeah.
There a cat in there?
Huh?
Can I second wind?
A cow?
It's a standard action for you. Up to this point. Let's see. You move 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 squares. I was here. 1, 2, 3.
Some guy.
Yeah. So technically, you could have started climbing as part of your last move. So you still have a move and/or standard action.
I think
I should try to move out.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to try again to move out.
You'll get it this time.